Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai City Council met on Wednesday, December 20th, to discuss a new personal property tax exemption ordinance that could benefit small local businesses. The ordinance would amend Kenai Municipal Code regarding how real and personal property are taxed. Residents and businesses in Kenai would be able to exempt from the first $100,000 of their assessed personal property. Samantha Springer, the executive director for the Kenai Chamber of Commerce, showed her support by speaking at the meeting during public comments.
Obviously, as a representative of the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center, I think this is a move that will really help our community, make Kenai more business friendly, and just wanted to, you know, again, show our support.
According to City Manager Terry Eubank, the City of Soldotna and the Kenai Peninsula Borough already have this exemption in place. Eubank believes that this is one way that could work as an incentive to attract more businesses to Kenai.
We've implemented storefront improvement programs and other incentive type programs to assist businesses within our community, and I think this is just a continuation of that investment. Like I said, it also puts us on a level playing field with neighboring jurisdictions regarding the tax on personal property.
Eubank mentions that this would be a bit of a decrease in revenue for the city. He does not see it as a total revenue decrease, but instead an investment in the city.
Under the city's current tax rate, which is 4.35 mils, a $100,000 exemption would provide property tax relief of about maximum of $435.
After the information was provided, Vice Mayor Henry Naxet shared excitement in making this vote. This specific ordinance is an extremely unique case, given that all members in the city council are sponsoring it.
It's not very common for a municipality to reduce taxes. They contemplate maybe raising them sometimes, but to reduce them. But what this does is it puts Kenai on a level playing field, like the city manager said, with the other municipalities, and I think that's appropriate.
After a vote, the ordinance was enacted by 6 yes votes and 1 absent. A former Peninsula trooper has been sentenced for attempted sexual abuse of a minor. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A former Peninsula-based Alaska State Trooper has been sentenced for the 2018 crime of attempted sexual abuse of a minor in the second degree. 63-year-old Vance Peronto will serve 8 years with 4 years suspended for a conviction stemming from an April 2018 incident where he attempted to rendezvous with a 16-year-old girl at a hotel. Peronto's conviction followed an investigation conducted by members of the Alaska Bureau of Investigation in April of 2018 after receiving a report of inappropriate contact between the 16-year-old girl and then Trooper Peronto. ABI investigators learned that Peronto conducted a traffic stop involving the minor on April 8th, then reached out to her over social media after the stop and continued to speak with her to establish a relationship. ABI's investigation revealed that over a period of several weeks, Peronto sent exclusive, private, sexual comments to the minor and at times asked her to send him photographs. Eventually, an ABI investigator posing as the victim used a social media account belonging to the victim to arrange for Peronto to meet her at a hotel. On the designated day, Peronto arrived at the hotel and was immediately arrested. A search of Peronto during his arrest revealed recently purchased Victoria's Secret underwear. The victim and her father spoke at the sentencing. Both emphasized that Peronto's actions were a stark deviation from the type of conduct that they expected from what should be a trusted member of law enforcement. Alaska Attorney General Chris Darnell argued that the court's sentence should focus on general deterrence given Peronto's former profession. He pointed out that officers are trusted to investigate crime, have substantial power over the lives of others, and, at times, work with little supervision. Thus, he urged the court to emphasize with its sentence that any law enforcement officer who is caught committing a crime will receive a substantial sanction. Further details available by visiting this article at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Serve Alaska State Service Commission is proud to announce the recognition of AmeriCorps member Joanna Irvive at the Excellence in AmeriCorps Award in Washington, D.C. last month, where she was presented the Innovative Service Award. This national-level award celebrates the impactful contributions of individuals and organizations making a positive difference in their communities. AmeriCorps state and national programs annually recognize excellence in categories such as impactful service, inclusive service, innovative service, and lifetime of service. Joanna Irvive served as an AmeriCorps member at the Public Defender Agency in Anchorage.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.